All right, Scott Spears back with you on the air on this Getaway Friday, September the 4th, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're playing the old Family Feud. Now, the question we are currently on is, name someone you would call after getting engaged. Now, we have parent, best friend, and priest. But we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left. 4 answers left on the big board. 740-383-9944. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Now remember, we have priest, best friend, and parent. Which ones are we forgetting? There are 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 740-383-9944. Now, before we went to break, we had relative. Now, relative, I guess, is kind of a broad term because your parents would be your relatives. So relative alone would not be right, but maybe some people who are your relatives might be the correct answer. So you could guess, but you have to guess some more direct. What relationship are they to you, I guess is what I'm saying here. So, the question again, name someone you would call after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. We've got parent, best friend, and priest. Now, parent was number one, best friend was number two, and priest was number five on the list. What are we forgetting? Go ahead, caller.
What about your grandparents?
Your grandparents. Let's see here. Your grandparent, absolutely. Number four, I think. Yeah, four on the list. Thank you. Yes, your grandparent would be on the list. You got to let the grandparents know that you are engaged. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Okay, we've got parent, best friend, grandparent, priest. Who do we not have here? We don't have the number 3, 5, and 7 answer. So there are 3 answers left. Who are we forgetting on this particular list? Name someone you would call after getting engaged. We've got the parent, the best friend, the grandparent, and the priest. Who's left? Who else would you call if you were getting engaged? Now remember, we said relative earlier, but relative is a broad term, so we would need the specific relationship, like grandparent would be a specific relationship, obviously. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Brothers and sisters.
Siblings, yes, number 3. Thank you. All right, siblings make the list. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. We've got parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent. 2 left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you. How about your aunt and uncle?
Your aunt and uncle. That's number 5 on the list. Thank you.
Yep.
Your aunt and uncle make the list, so there's only 1 answer left on this one. Who would you call after getting engaged? We've got parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt and uncle, priest. Who's the last one? Again, it's the last one on the list. Who would you call after getting engaged? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who would you call after getting engaged? You've called your parents. You've called your best friend. You've called your siblings, you've called your grandparent, you've called your aunt and your uncle, you've called your priest. Who else is there to call? 1 more answer. 740-383-9944, and then we're on to the next subject here, next topic. Who would you call after getting engaged? Who have we left off this list? 740-383-9944. Parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt and uncle, and priest. Who's left? Who is left to call after getting engaged? Any answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Somebody you went to school with.
Somebody you went to school with. Somebody you went to school with. Not on the list, but thank you. Not somebody you went to school with. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt, uncle, and priest. Who's the final person that you would call? 20 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are we forgetting on the list of people we would call if we were getting engaged? Parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt and uncle, priest, and one more. Who's the person we're forgetting? 740-383-9944. Then we can move on to the next topic. Let's see if it's coming down the pipe. Go ahead, caller.
Your children?
Children. Children are not on the list, interestingly enough. Thank you. Children do not make the list here. Someone you would call after getting engaged. Who is that? Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Who's on the list here? Let's see what we got coming down the aisle. Go ahead, caller. Yes. Go ahead.
How about a co-worker?
A who?
A co-worker.
Co-worker. Not a co-worker. No. Co-worker does not make the list. Who would we call after getting engaged? Not a co-worker. Now remember, we got the priest, we've got the aunt and the uncle, we've got the grandparent, we've got the siblings, we've got the best friend, we've got the parent. Who are we missing? Somebody we would call after being engaged. Who is it? Let's see if we got it coming here. Go ahead, caller.
An ex.
An ex. Not on the list, but a good guess. X does not mark the spot here. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. The priest is in, the aunt and uncle are in, the grandparents are in, the siblings are in, the best friends are in, the parents are in. Who is left on this list? Who would we call after getting engaged? One answer left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a wedding planner?
A wedding planner. You know, that's a good thinking. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Not a wedding planner. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. Not a wedding planner. Now remember, priest, aunt, uncle, grandparent, sibling, best friend, parent, they all make the list, but there's somebody who we have not called yet. Who's that person we have not called? Go ahead, caller.
How about the newspaper?
Not the newspaper. No, the newspaper does not make the list. Who are we calling after getting engaged? Not the newspaper. The priest, the aunt, uncle, grandparent, aunt. By the aunt, we gotta say aunt. The aunt and the uncle, the grandparent, the sibling, the best friend, the parent. Who is that final person that we need to call after getting engaged? One person left on this particular list. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Let's see what we got coming down the line. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about your boss?
Your boss. Another good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Boss does not make the list. Someone you would call after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. The most talked about number in Marion, Ohio, I'm sure, is that one. 740-383-9944. One person left who we would call after getting engaged. Interesting person. Go ahead, caller.
A jeweler.
A jeweler. That's a really good one, too. Not on the list, but a really good guess. Jeweler does not make the list. Who are we going to call after we get engaged? One answer left. And then we'll move on to the next one. But we're still down to one answer. This is an interesting person to call, but I imagine a lot of people call them after they get engaged. It probably is a very popular person to call after you get engaged. Parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt, uncle, aunt, uncle, priest. What's the final answer? Who would you call after getting engaged? 740-383-9944. You're engaged. There's somebody you need to call to straighten things out. Who would you call? 740-383-9944. Who's going to be that person? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Lawyer.
Yes, it is a lawyer. You got it. Thank you. Lawyer is the correct answer to straighten that whole engagement out. Name someone you would call after getting engaged. The answers go parent, best friend, sibling, grandparent, aunt, uncle, priest, and lawyer. Those are your answers. You have, we have blown that category out of the water. All right, next category. Name a country with a lot of ice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers here. Name a country with a lot of ice. Now, these are always fun categories to be in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a lot of ice. Does anybody know? Let's see, we got one, as I said, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers here. Name a country with a lot of ice. 27 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Country with a lot of ice. Go ahead, caller.
Iceland.
Iceland's number one. You've got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Iceland number one on the list. They certainly name that correctly. Name a country with a lot of ice. We still have six answers left. What are they? A country with a lot of ice. And, of course, Iceland being number one. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Alaska.
Alaska. Let's see here. Alaska is number seven on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Alaska does make the list. All right, we've got two hammered off here. Iceland number one, Alaska number seven. What are the in-betweens? 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Name a country with a lot of ice. 28 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a lot of ice. Iceland, of course, being the obvious number one answer. Alaska, number seven on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Greenland.
Greenland. Greenland is number four. You've got it. Thank you. Greenland does make the list at number four. We're doing well with this one. 29 minutes past the hour. Name a country with a lot of ice. Iceland, one. Greenland 4, Alaska 7. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Hey, I have a question, though. Isn't Alaska a state?
I believe Alaska is a state, and, you know, it's odd that it's on this list.
Oh, Jesus wept.
I know. Well, you would think. Yeah, you're right. Alaska is a state. People get confused, I guess.
I know.
Oh, man. But, you know, two people did say Alaska, so there you go.
I know.
One of those
things.
Have
a good day, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, that is right. Alaska is a state. It's one of our 50 states. I don't think any of... I think all the rest of these actually are countries. Maybe that's why it was number 7. All right, we're coming up on the minute break here. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Make those phones ring.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, 31 minutes past the hour, and we're back here on WWGH Radio. We were getting a call as we went to break, so if that was you, call back in. Name a country with a lot of ice. Now, number 1 is Iceland, number 4 is Greenland, and number 7 is Alaska. And we did figure that Alaska is a state, but yet it is on this list. So there you go. Name a country with a lot of ice. 740-383-9944. Name a country with a lot of ice. What do we have here? Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Siberia.
Siberia. Siberia is not on the list, but a good guess.
Siberia does not make the list. Name a country with a lot of ice. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Antarctica. Antarctica's number 6. You've got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Antarctica does make the list. 740-383-9944. Name a country with a lot of ice. What is left on the list here? Go ahead, caller. Oop. Well, caller, if that was you, call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back. Or if you want to call in and try to answer a question. Name a country with a lot of ice. Iceland is 1, Greenland is 4, Antarctica is 6, and Alaska is 7. And again, Alaska is a state, but on the list nonetheless. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe Switzerland?
Switzerland. Switzerland, not on the list, but thank
you. Okay.
Switzerland does not make this particular list. Name a country with a lot of ice. 1, 2, 3. 3 answers left. Name a country with a lot of ice. We've got Iceland, Greenland, Antarctica, and Alaska. 3 answers remain on the list. 740-383-9944. And to the best of my knowledge, they are all countries. Name a country with a lot of ice. 3 left. Does anybody know? 34 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a lot of ice. Cool countries, as it would be. Chile, I guess, is the implication here. Country with a lot of ice. Iceland was, of course, the obvious number 1. Greenland, number 4. Antarctica, number 6.
and Alaska coming in at number 7. And again, as was pointed out, Alaska is a state, but it is on the list nonetheless. We have 3 left here. What are the final 3 answers? Go ahead, caller.
Russia
is number 2. You got it. Thank you. Russia, number 2 on the list. Name a country with a lot of ice. We've got Iceland, Russia, Greenland, Antarctica, Alaska. 2 left. 2 left on the list. They're the number 3 and 5 answers. Name a country with a lot of ice. Go ahead, caller.
Finland.
Finland. Finland's not on the list. Finland does not make the list. 2 answers left, and they chime in at number 3 and number 5. A country that has a lot of ice. 2 left. And again, they're the 3 and 5th answer, not the last answer this time, as has been in the case in past rounds of this game, I should say. Go ahead, caller.
Canada?
Canada is number 3. You've got
All
it,
right.
Canada. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye.
Canada hits at number 3 on the list. So now we've got Iceland, Russia, Canada, Greenland, Antarctica, Alaska. 1 left. What's the last one? Go ahead, caller.
Canada.
Canada, number 3 on the list. You got it. Thank you. Canada is at number 3 on the list. What is our final answer, though? Final answer. We're down to 1, and it's the number 5 out of 7 answers. Name a country with a lot of ice. Iceland, Russia, Canada, Greenland, Antarctica, Alaska. What's number 5? Does anybody know what the 5th answer is on the list? Name a country with a lot of ice. We would all like to know. 740-383-9944. What's that final country? And it is a country, not a state. Coming up on 37 minutes past the hour, then we get to move on to our next category here. But we're looking for the final country with a lot of ice. 740-383-9944. What could it be? A country with a lot of ice. Which one have we not talked about? This is a cold country. I know that for sure. Very cold country, as a matter of fact. Does anybody know what the final country is with a lot of ice? Or have we stumped everybody on this one? Have we went through all the cold countries? Iceland, Russia, Canada, Greenland, Antarctica, Alaska. 1 left. Can anybody think of one final country that would be in a cold atmosphere? Number 5. And it's odd, it's a number 5 answer on the list, and 5 people guessed it as well. It's also the number 5 answer. So that's the way it goes. 45 people said Iceland, 22 said Russia, 10 said Canada, 9 said Greenland, 4 said Antarctica, 2 said Alaska, but 5 people said this country had a lot of ice. What is this country that has a lot of ice that we have not named here? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Norway.
Norway is it. You've got it. Number 5. Thank you. Norway was it. So, on the countries, name a country with a lot of ice. Iceland, Russia, Canada, Greenland, Norway, Antarctica, and Alaska. Those are the answers. All right. Next category. Now, this should be a fun one. We only have 5 answers to this one. Name a... Okay, what's this here? We got a question coming down the pike, I think. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I don't want to be too picky. Alaska is a state,
and Siberia is a province of Russia. So there were two geographic errors in the people who submitted this list.
I don't think Siberia was on the list.
I thought you said it was one of the seven.
No, I think the seven were Iceland, Russia, Canada, Greenland, Norway, Antarctica, and Alaska. And,
okay.
And yeah, and somebody did call in and say that Alaska is obviously Alaska is a state.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'm not sure why two people guessed Alaska, but
they needed answers.
But they did, and but oddly enough, we got that answer too.
Yeah.
So
okay.
we chipped it off.
Yeah.
So there
no,
you go.
Time to thaw.
It's time to thaw out. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That is exactly right. Now, here's five answers. Name a behavior a dog would get away with that a person would not get away with. Now, there's a complicated question. Five. Now, be careful on this one. Okay, we are on radio. Think about it. Name a behavior a dog would get away with that a person would not get away with, and it's G-rated. Okay? You know, let's see here. You know what? That is such a complicated question. That is such a complicated one. I am just going to move on to the next one. Because these answers, to be honest with you, don't make a whole lot of sense. So we're just going to skip that one. All right. Hold on. You know what? Well, we'll take one answer. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say licking your face.
Licking your... Yep, licking strangers. You've got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to move on to the next category because, like I say, the answers there are very strange. So here's the next... We're going to move on to this next category. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Does anybody know that? Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Other than jewelry. So we don't want jewelry as a guess. Now, this has eight answers. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Does anybody know that? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Kitchen appliances.
Let's see.
Stove, refrigerator.
Yeah, appliances are number three on the list. Thank you. Appliances do make the list. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? We have appliances. That was number three. But altogether, we have eight answers here. So the number one answer is still there. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Automobile.
Automobile. Let's see here. Car is number eight on the list. Yes, you've got it. Thank you. Car does make the list. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Appliances are number three. Car is number eight. But a lot of other answers here. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Furniture.
Furniture is number two on the list. Thank you. Furniture comes in at number two. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Furniture's two. Appliances are number three. And car is number eight. So we still have number 1, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the correct answer here? Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home as we hit 44 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday? Friday, September the 4th, 2020. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? We don't have the number one answer yet. We do have the last answer, which was car. but we do not have the number one answer yet. Other than jewelry, what's the most expensive item in your home? We have furniture, we have appliances, we have a car. What are we missing here? Let's see if this is it coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, jewelry and luxury.
Your what?
Your luxury.
Luxuries?
Your luxury.
Not on the list, no. All right, the most expensive item in your house other than jewelry, 740-383-9944. We're taking a 60-second break. Be right back in 1 minute. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Friday, September 4th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. All right. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? We don't have the number one answer, 4, 5, 6, or 7. Furniture is number 2, appliances are number 3, and a car is number 8. What are the missing pieces here? Other than jewelry, what's the most expensive item in your home? Other than jewelry, the most expensive item in your home. Does anybody know what that is? It's an interesting question, I think. All right, let's see what we have coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about your utilities?
Utilities, let's see here. Utilities are not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Utilities do not make the list. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Other than jewelry. That's what we're looking for. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? You know, maybe for a lot of people, jewelry is not the most expensive item in their home. There could be that as well. So here we are. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? We still don't have number one. We've got furniture, appliances, and a car. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Furnace.
Furnace. Let's see here. Furnace. Furnace is not on the list.
Wow.
I know. Thank you. Furnace does not make the list. Other than jewelry, the most expensive item in your home is what? Go ahead, caller.
Electronics.
And what's that?
Mm-hmm.
What was the answer?
Electronics.
What kind of electronics?
Like TVs and cell phones and computers.
Well, a TV is number 1 and a computer is number 4. That's right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, TV was number 1 on the list and a computer was number 4 on the list. So that is the electronics route. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive single item in your house? 1 is television, 2 is furniture, 3 is appliances, 4 is a computer, and 8 is a car. But we have 5, 6, and 7. We still have 3 answers left on the big list. Are we going to get them in the next 11 minutes as we approach 49 minutes past the hour? Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? Other than jewelry, what's the most expensive item in your home? 740-383-9944, 11 minutes left in this hour. Boy, oh boy, what could that be? other than jewelry, what is the single most expensive item in your home? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. How about your house?
Your house itself, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Your house itself does not make the list. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive item in your home? It's most expensive single item in your home other than jewelry. What is that? TV, furniture, appliance, computer, and car are all on the list. But there are three answers we do not have heretofore as of yet. Let's see what's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Kids.
Kids are not on the list. Nope. Kids do not make that particular list. Other than jewelry, the single most expensive item in your home. We're at the 10-minute mark. 740-383-9944 at the 10-minute spot here. What's the most single expensive item in your home other than jewelry? Three answers left. What could they be? What is in your house right now that would be expensive right behind jewelry? Think about your own house. In your own house, what is the single most expensive item other than maybe a piece of jewelry? Does anybody know what the correct answer is here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than jewelry, the single most expensive item in your home. What would it be? Any particular answers? This ended up being a tough one. I did not think this would be this difficult. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. No answers as of yet. 740-383-9944, or as of yet in this particular time frame. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive single item in your home? 740-383-9944. We got TVs, we got furniture, we got appliances, we got computers, we got collectibles. I gave you one, see? I went through it there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, your clothes.
Clothes. Yes, clothes is number 7 on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Clothes does make the list. And I gave you collectibles, which was number 5. That would have been a hard one to get, though, to be honest. So we're down to one answer. One answer left. Other than jewelry, what is the single most expensive item in your home? Other than jewelry, what is the single most expensive item in your home? TV is 1, furniture is 2, appliances 3, computers 4, collectibles is 5, clothes is 7, car is 8. So we're looking for number 6. What would number 6 be? Other than jewelry, the most single expensive item in your home. Go ahead, caller.
Antique.
Antique. Well, I think that falls under collectibles.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Antiques is a good guess, but I think an antique and a collectible might be a similar item. Other than jewelry, the single most expensive item in your home. What is it? TV, furniture, appliance, computer, collectible, clothes, car. There's one we don't have yet. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get it in the next 6 minutes? 740-383-9944. Other than jewelry, what is the single most expensive item in your home? One answer left. 740-383-9944. What is in your home that is expensive right behind jewelry? That is not a TV, not furniture, not an appliance, not a computer, not a collectible, not clothes, not a car. What would it be? Go ahead, caller.
Carpeting or flooring?
No, good guesses, expensive things, but not on the list.
Thank you.
No carpeting or flooring on this particular list. Other than jewelry, name the single most expensive item in your home. With 5 minutes left to go in this particular hour. TV, furniture, appliance, computer, collectibles, clothes, a car. We're missing one. What is it? What is that item? With 5 minutes left to go, are we going to get that item within 5 minutes here? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
What about medication?
Not medication. No, not on the list.
Okay.
All right. Medication does not make the list. Other than jewelry, the single most expensive item in your home. TV, furniture, appliance, computer, collectibles, cars, and clothes. We've got all those. Ooh, there's a rhyme. But we only have one answer left that we have not gotten to heretofore. What is that final answer? 740-383-9944. The final answer today. Something in your house, a single item. Now remember, it has to be a single item that is expensive right behind jewelry. Go ahead, caller.
Furnace or air conditioning?
Not a furnace or air conditioning. Good guesses, though. Okay. Expensive items, to be sure, but not a furnace or air conditioning. Single most expensive item in your home behind jewelry. What is it? No TV, no furniture, no appliances, no computers, no collectibles, no clothes, no cars. One answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. In about 3 minutes left, are we going to get it here? Go ahead, caller.
Your animal.
Not your animal, no. Animal does not make this particular list. What is it? Under 3 minutes now. 740-383-9944. Under 3 minutes. What is the single most expensive item in your home right behind jewelry? Does anybody know what it is? We hope we get it here in the next three. About 2.5 now. 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've got TV, we've got furniture, we've got appliances, we've got computers, we've got collectibles, we've got clothes, we've got cars. Go ahead, caller.
Food.
Food is not on the list. Food does not make this particular list. 740-383-9944. Single most expensive item in your house behind jewelry. That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. What is that final answer? Holy mackerel. Are we going to get it? We'd like to get it. Got the Big Exchange Club program coming up in about 15 minutes here. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. It'd be great to get this here. Let's see. Other than jewelry, what is the most single... Well, let me read it exactly right here. Other than jewelry, what is the most expensive single item in your home? What is that? One answer left. All right, let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about shoes?
Not shoes. Shoes do not make the list. Still down to one answer. Holy mackerel, 1 minute left to go. Do we know what this answer is going to be? You know, it's kind of a common answer, to be honest with you. It's a very common answer. It's not convoluted at all, to be honest with you. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about medication?
Not medication. No, medication can be pricey, but medication is not on the list. Single most expensive item in your home, right behind jewelry. Not TVs, not furniture, not appliances, not computers, not collectibles, not clothes, not a car. What is it? It's the number six answer on the list. Most single expensive item in your home behind jewelry. What is it? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have the right answer. Are we going to get it?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about me talk show host Ed Supper the first time.
Do you remember the